Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Marina Roy. Actor Alec Baldwin and Hannah Gutierrez Reed, the armorer on the set of Rust, are facing involuntary manslaughter charges in the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. Authorities say a live round fired from a prop gun Baldwin was handling during rehearsal killed Hutchins. ABC's Aaron Kutursky says Baldwin's attorneys are vowing to fight the charges.
Alec Baldwin intends to mount a vigorous defense, believing that he had done nothing wrong. As he told ABC's George Stephanopoulos, he was handed the gun, and that was the end of it.
The U.S. has surpassed the debt limit of $31 trillion. Lawmakers are locked in a battle on whether to raise the limit. The Treasury Department is shifting around funds to keep the U.S. from going into default. In France, a nationwide strike after the government announced plans to raise the retirement age from 62 to 64. The strike disrupted flights, schools, and public utilities. French unions say they plan another strike at the end of the month. This is ABC News. Under pressure from students and alumni, Yale University is changing its mental health policies for students in crisis.
In the past, Yale University students that were suffering a mental health crisis were pushed to withdraw and then forced to reapply to get back in. And when those students withdrew, they'd lose their student health insurance. That, according to accounts published in the Washington Post, led some students to avoid counseling for fear of being forced to leave. Now, ahead of settlement talks and a class action lawsuit with current and former students, Yale announcing changes that will allow students to take time off, retain insurance, and return with a simplified reapplication process. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Bank of America says a glitch that appeared to drain some customers' accounts has now been resolved. ABC's Alexis Christophorus has more.
Bank of America blaming a technical glitch at the payment platform Zelle for the vanishing funds, but Zelle was quick to put the blame back on the bank, saying the issue was not the result of any issues with the Zelle network.
Rena Roy, ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. Civic Media.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. Getting around is tricky today thanks to a winter storm dropping wet, heavy snow on Wisconsin. There could be anywhere from 4 to up to 9 inches on the ground once it's all over. Many schools in central and northern Wisconsin in particular are closed or switching to virtual learning. Road crews are asking people not to drive today if they don't have to. Hy-Vee is recalling pot roast dinners. The labels don't have all the ingredients on them, so they're worried there may be something in them that could hurt people with allergies. The meals were all made between December 26th and Tuesday. There's more detailed information on Hy-Vee's website. If you have one of the recalled meals, you can take it back. In sports, Marquette beat Providence last night 83-75. You're listening to Civic Media, Fox Valley.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
The Devil's Advocates.
Aaron Mostovsky, who rioted at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, was dressed as Captain Caveman. QAnon shaman meets Law and Order?
Right. I mean, he pulled it off a whole lot better than Aaron Mostovsky.
Well, let me read a quote from the judge in this case. I hope you'll leave some of this fantasy world behind. Mostovsky was sentenced to 8 months in prison.
Looking at the guy, he might be one who loses his mattress on the first day.
Breaking news.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thursday.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
From Oshkosh to Green Bay and points north, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
Matt Flynn Direct is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy!
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And there was a big filing and a big announcement yesterday. Filing was the 17th, and it is the amount raised by the various Supreme Court candidates. Remember, the primary is February 21, 4 weeks from this coming Tuesday, 5 weeks from last Tuesday. Very quick, very, very quick. Here are the fundraising totals. These are reported by each of the candidates. In first place, and she raised more than the other three combined. Is Judge Janet. Judge Janet Protasiewicz. Judge Janet is a Milwaukee County judge, not only the most experienced prosecutor before that in this race, but possibly the most experienced prosecutor in the history of our Supreme Court, because she was a prosecutor for well over 20 years. And I don't know of any other Supreme Court candidate or justice who had more years as prosecutor than she did, prosecuting sexual assault, murder, burglary, all the worst kinds of things. And then she became a judge, a terrific judge, a very good reputation statewide. She raised a total of $924,000, and she has $734,000 on hand to wage this race over the next 4 weeks. Number two, and this is potentially ominous, it's not that there's a lot of money, but it's who's behind him, is Dan Kelly. He's a MAGA Trumpster, strong proponent of gerrymandering. Judge Janet has said that she will get rid of gerrymandering. Once she's on the court, there'd be a 4-3 majority that would do that. But if Dan Kelly gets on, it'll be a 4-3 majority the other way, and he wants to keep gerrymandering. Dan Kelly also was opposed to certifying Joe Biden in the presidential election. Even though Joe Biden beat Donald Trump by more than 20,000 votes, Dan Kelly flat out, and he's supported by a right-wing Supreme Court justice named Rebecca Bradley. Remember, there are two Bradleys. One is Rebecca Bradley. She's right-wing, pro-Trumper. And the other one is Ann Walsh Bradley, who's a very good justice, and she is a Democrat, even though these are all supposed to be nonpartisan, but this is how it's coming down. So Dan Kelly raised $312,000 to Janet, Judge Janet's 924,000. In third place was this Jennifer Doro from Waukesha. She's a Waukesha judge. And really, her only claim to fame is that she was, at random assignment, assigned the trial of the murderer, the vicious guy who ran people over in the Waukesha Christmas parade. He represented himself. She got a lot of TV time. She did the obvious. Once he was convicted, she sentenced him to life, and that's required by law. But that's her claim to fame. And she raised $306,000. So Kelly, 312, she 36, with four and a half weeks to go. In fourth place, last place, was the Honorable Reverend Mitchell of Madison. He raised $139,000, and he has $72,000 in the bank to try to get through the next four and a half weeks. And this is an indication of a lot of things. This is an indication of who is paying attention to this race and who is supporting who. And I will tell you why I think that the Kelly candidacy is ominous. On the Democratic side, there's a growing consensus that Janet Protasiewicz, Judge Janet, should be the nominee. She's supported by a very wide range of people, and I'm not the only guy talking about her on radio. She's supported by Rebecca Dallet, a Supreme Court justice, and a very, very good one. She's supported by Dana Wachs, the former gubernatorial candidate and a former legislator from Eau Claire. She's supported by Kelda Royce, who is a state senator from Madison, and she's also a former gubernatorial candidate. And she's supported by Jeff Neubauer of Racine, the former legislator, chairman of the Democratic Party, and the father of Greta Neubauer, who is the minority leader of the Democrats in the Assembly. So Janet Protasiewicz has good statewide support and raised more money than all three other candidates combined, and has 10 times more money on hand than the Honorable Reverend Mitchell. I'm very excited about her prospects. And remember, on February 21st, my recommendation is vote for Judge Janet. Now, why is Kelly ominous? Because one of the two Republicans is also going to get through this thing. What typically happens is people who are Democrats, independents, and moderate Republicans will vote for one of the reasonable candidates. And then the rest, the hardcore Trumpers, will vote for one of the other two. Kelly is increasingly picking up support in the Republican Party. Two of his donors were the Elines from Illinois, billionaires, who contributed tens of millions of dollars to Republican causes. And remember, it was largely out-of-state billionaires who contributed so much to the Republican Party for their slime campaign and to Ron Johnson against Mandela Barnes. And the Elines, Mr. and Ms. Eline, each donated $20,000 to Kelly. Scott Walker and his son are behind Kelly. Rebecca Bradley, the very conservative Republican Supreme Court Justice, is behind Kelly. And if you take a look at his donor list and his supporters, it's a who's who of the Republican Party. I think he's going to win. He's going to have a spot in the finals along with Judge Janet. It's important to get behind her now because gerrymandering is on the ballot, literally on the ballot, other than in name. Gerrymandering, she has said, we will get rid of it. And if she's elected, there'll be a 4-3 majority to do it. Kelly has said, we will keep it. And we shouldn't have certified Biden, and he wouldn't certify a Democrat in 2024. If he gets on there, there'll be a 4-3 hardcore Trumper majority. Hardcore Trumper majority. A Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert, Paul Gosar type Matt Gaetz majority. So there you have it. There you have it. 4.5 weeks to go. Be sure to vote on February 21. Go to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind today, Wisco Paul.
Good afternoon, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. What's going on in Congress right now is it's unbelievable, but it's believable because it's going on. The megas are controlling Congress. and they're going to hold everybody hostage with the debt limit. The thing is, Social Security and Medicare is on the block, because if you don't increase the debt limit, there's going to be cuts there. And I don't want to lose my Social Security, and I don't lose my Medicare, because I can't get insurance anywhere else. So, in the end, all roads lead back to the Supreme Court race in this state. Fair maps. If you have fair maps, you got a chance to change who goes to Congress in this state, and we also can change who is running the legislative branch in the state of Wisconsin. My understanding is Ron Johnson's donors, like you said, are going to get behind Kelly. But if for some reason he doesn't make it, they'll get behind Doyle, because they want to keep their tax cuts. But they don't really care about the country. You know, gerrymandering is a bad thing. So I'm going to be talking about this now all the way up until April. Like, it all roads lead to this, Matt. The Supreme Court race. Judge Janet, and I just say Judge P., Janet P. If we, you don't get her, you have 10 more years of this stuff. You never have a chance of winning a congressional seat. I don't care if it's a Republican or a Democrat, gerrymandering is wrong. It is plain wrong. Even Iowa has fair maps. So I hope you keep hitting on this, because this, hey, if Johnson's donors get involved, it's going to be it's going to look as slimy as when they were involved in the Mandela Barnes campaign. It's just ridiculous. So before I get too worked up, thanks for taking my call.
Excellent call. And you know, Paul, you said something profound that I think I have to emphasize. When we're talking about gerrymandering and fair maps, we're not just talking about the state legislature, we're talking about our congressional delegation. This fellow Steele or Style, who's in the first congressional district out of the Janesville Beloit area, you know, Les Aspin used to have that, a Democrat. The way that was gerrymandered to put in parts of Waukesha County and southern conservative suburbs of Milwaukee County. That was gerrymandered. If we had fair maps, we would pick up at least one more congressional seat, maybe two. Now, that would give the Democrats another one or two seats to erode Kevin McCarthy's majority. So what Paul said is very, very true. The Supreme Court, two of these justices would keep gerrymandering. One of them has said flat out that she would put an end to it. The other one, the Honorable Reverend Mitchell, has implied that, but he's not as definitive as she is. She is now ahead in fundraising. Let's get behind her. It's Janet Protasiewicz, Protasiewicz. It's a good Milwaukee name. Good Polish name, good person, good family. And she will take care of business on that Supreme Court. But if we do not do something, and this fella Kelly gets in, but the Elines giving him each 20 grand, you know, they're billionaires. What they're going to do is the day after he wins, they will put tens of millions of dollars in to swamp the Democrats. We've got to stop that. We have got to make it clear we don't want Kelly. And Paul's right. If Doro somehow snuck in, they reluctantly throw money at her too. So just wait. It doesn't matter right now what the fundraising is so much as what happens after February 21. We got to get behind Judge Janet. I'm going to a break. Now, I see the lines are alive. Do not hang up. This show is all about the lines. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
Wake up and text. text, and eat. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
But early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected tonight with a chance of scattered snow showers. Lows level off around 24. Northwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 28. Lows level off around 18. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. A dusting of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 34.
If Friday nights mean fish fries, we're your station. Civic Media for the Fox River Valley.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We'll go right to the lines. Gary of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Gary?
Yes, Matt. There's supposedly those two referendums again. One about working, everyone has to work to get some kind of benefits. Okay, I'm sort of against that one. The bail one referendum, there's attorneys that are speaking against that one. Are you, as an attorney, what do you think about that bail referendum they're proposing? Judges allow more, have judges have more leeway or whatever. That's all. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Gary. What Gary's referring to is that the Republicans have put a couple of referenda on the ballot, and they've shut down any referendum that was proposed by Evers. And the idea is to goose up Republican turnout in the Supreme Court race in April. That's all that's there. I'm going to say two things, and then I'm going to get in the weeds on these two referenda. The one thing I'm going to say is that anything put out by the Republicans, I will vote for, because it's sneaky and it's meant to circumvent the legislative process. What do I mean by that? They could have done either one of those things, either one of them in legislation. They have a veto-proof majority right now in the Senate. And when I say that, it's basically 22 to 11. It is true that Alberta Darling stepped down. It is true there's another election. And it's coming up in April. And it is true that we have a great candidate, Jody Habersynikin, in the suburban Milwaukee area, who I hope wins. But theoretically, because that's a majority Republican seat, they're only one senator short of a veto-proof Senate. And they're going to be trying to get it veto-proof. In the Assembly, they're two seats short, so it's not veto-proof. They do not want to put this in on legislation. They could easily do it with those margins. Because if it gets to Evers, Evers is going to do what's right for Wisconsin, but he's very likely going to say, well, on the bail thing, let's tweak it this way. And what they want to do is goose Republican turnout, and number two, have no negotiation, no discussion, no even potential of veto by Evers. That's what's happening. Okay. The first one, Gary, I don't think we have to spend much time on, because it's already the law. If you want unemployment comp, you got to sign up for work. You got to go looking for work and so forth. And many people just do find jobs and get off it. So this is nothing more than the usual Republican kind of libel that somehow people who receive public assistance don't want to work. They do want to work. And I'm not just talking about unemployment comp. It's there for a reason. I'm talking about Medicaid and everything else. They want to put a work requirement on Medicaid. Now, how do you do that? You have a woman, a single woman with has a maybe a job at a McDonald's or something, has two children, doesn't even have childcare, has her sister watching the kids, and what? if she's laid off or she can't work, she's not supposed to get health care, not supposed to get a mammogram. Come on, that's not humane. That's baloney. Don't vote for anything that talks about work and public assistance, because they're going to gin it up. Now, on bail, here's my feeling. I personally don't think that this bail thing goes far enough, and I'm going to tell you why. And they're only putting it in there to raise the issue of crime, as if somehow this is something that has anything to do with this particular race. But if it does, I'm very, very happy about that, because Janet Protasiewicz was one of the best Milwaukee County prosecutors for well over 20 years. And she's a tough judge. So, you know, but here's the deal. In many states and in the federal government, you look at the dangerousness of the defendant to the public, then you can hold them without bail. That's what I want to see in Wisconsin. Have them look at it, and you have a dangerous guy, and you hold them without bail. You don't screw around on the money part of it. No amount of money should let these guys out. No amount of money. Now, the problem right now with the Wisconsin law is that they have cash bail that's only supposed to make sure he shows up. Well, if he's not going to show up, no amount of money is going to make him show up. That's why some people accused of serious crimes skip the country. And if it's a very minor thing, and he's not a danger to the community, any amount, small amount of money is fine. That's not what this says. All this says is the mantra of cash bail has been thrown out there as if somehow, if you're opposed to cash bail, you're a bad person. Well, I don't want an organized crime figure. I don't want a gang member who murders witnesses. I don't want the guy who ran the people over in the Waukesha parade to get out on any bail. None whatsoever. None whatsoever, because he's a danger to the community. Let him rot in that damn cell till the trial. However, what they are going to try to say is, well, if somebody is picked up for marijuana, for instance, and it's still technically a crime and so forth, and you know, they're facing a year in jail or 6 months in jail, we want you to set a certain kind of bail for them. I don't agree with that either. I think that's flat out nuts. The real division should be, are they a serious danger to the community? And if they are, there shouldn't be any bail, any whatsoever. And so I reflexively vote against any legislation that the Republicans are trying to sneak into law under the guise of a referendum to avoid any discussion with Democrats or any discussion with me. So that's what it is, Gary. It's those two things. And they put it on there just to goose their voters. We propose certain amendments, for instance, repealing the 1849 law that defined abortion 174 years ago, when women couldn't vote, and say, all right, let's pass a new statute, and we'll all talk about it, and we'll say something that makes sense and get it passed. No, they don't want that. So that's what's happening here. I recommend voting against any referendum that the Republican Party puts up, because it has two purposes. One, goose their vote and the Supreme Court race and get Dan Kelly in there, and two, circumvent the legislative process, which is how this should be handled. We should be able to get up there and say no cash bail, none whatsoever, for a dangerous person. Can't do it. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Marina Roy. Actor Alec Baldwin and Hannah Gutierrez Reed, the armorer on the set of Rust, are facing involuntary manslaughter charges in the death of cinematographer Halyna Hutchins. Authorities say a live round fired from a prop gun Baldwin was handling during rehearsal killed Hutchins. ABC's Aaron Kutursky says Baldwin's attorneys are vowing to fight the charges.
Alec Baldwin intends to mount a vigorous defense, believing that he had done nothing wrong. As he told ABC's George Stephanopoulos, he was handed the gun, and that was the end of it.
The U.S. has surpassed the debt limit of $31 trillion. Lawmakers are locked in a battle on whether to raise the limit. The Treasury Department is shifting around funds to keep the U.S. from going into default. In France, a nationwide strike after the government announced plans to raise the retirement age from 62 to 64. The strike disrupted flights, schools, and public utilities. French unions say they plan another strike at the end of the month. This is ABC News.
From Green Bay to Oshkosh and Point South, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Van Meer with your headlines. Don't expect the price of your morning omelet to come down anytime soon. Egg prices have gone through the roof, with historic highs of $8 to $9 a dozen for specialty eggs. Much of the reason the avian flu that decimated flocks across the country, especially in the Midwest, exposure to that avian flu resulted in the deaths of 3.3 million chickens in Wisconsin. One-tenth of the chicken population in the country has been destroyed in the past year. Egg producers are trying to repopulate their flocks, but say it will take time. The owners of Northwoods Timber must pay more than $1 million in back wages and civil penalties for lying to workers from Mexico and Central America about where they'd work and how much they'd get paid. The Madison U.S. Attorney's Office says Alfredo and Patricia Aguilar pleaded guilty to one count of fraud. You're listening to Civic Media across the Fox Valley.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
You've got advanced prostate cancer, but you're not waiting around. You want straight talk, the facts about Orgovyx.
Orgovyx Relugolix, 120 milligram prescription tablets, is a treatment for adults with advanced prostate cancer. Fact, Orgovyx is a different kind of androgen deprivation therapy treatment, a pill, not an injection. Orgovyx may cause serious side effects, including a heart condition called QT prolongation. Tell your doctor right away if you feel dizzy, faint, have a racing or pounding heart, or chest pain. Orgovyx can cause harm to an unborn baby or miscarriage. Use birth control during treatment and for 2 weeks after Orgovyx treatment. The most common side effects include hot flushes, increased blood sugar and blood fat levels, muscle and joint pain, decreased blood hemoglobin levels, increased liver enzymes, tiredness, constipation, and diarrhea. Other side effects include weight gain, decreased sex drive, and erectile function problems. Orgovyx may cause infertility. Talk to your doctor if infertility is a concern for you.
Go with Orgovyx. Ask your doctor. For more facts, visit GoWithTheFacts.com.
MyShiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at AceYourRetirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to say one more thing about the bail referendum in response to Gary Madison's question, and then I'm going to move on to another topic. Just so we're clear about this, there already is probably the ability under Wisconsin law in a very extreme case to hold someone without money, but it would take, it's a high threshold, and this thing has to be clarified. And secondly, the language in this thing that the Republicans have put in is really weasel language. It's kind of ambiguous, and it's not really truth legislation. What we need is a statute that amends bail in Wisconsin and makes it clear that if someone is a danger to the community or to witnesses in the case, they can be held without bail, period, just like that. We've had a terrible problem in Milwaukee where some very prominent cases can't be prosecuted because witnesses are threatened or their families are threatened by gangs in Milwaukee. And I'll give you an example. If any of you attended any of the Bucks playoff games, remember a couple of years ago, there's one incident after the game where something like 21 shots were fired across the street right outside of the Fiserv Arena. For God's sake, nobody apparently was hurt, thank God. But that case has not been able to come to trial because people are afraid to testify. They've been threatened. They've been threatened by these gang members, and their kids and their wives and everybody have been threatened. You can't have a criminal justice system that way. So those people, in my opinion, when they're arrested, should have been held without any bail whatsoever. And obviously all their phone calls are monitored, but not be able to make phone calls to surrogates who are then going to go threaten or kill a witness. This is very important. This constitutional amendment uses weasel language that doesn't squarely address that. And it must be squarely addressed. And so what I suggest to the Republicans is draft whatever you want, and then Evers and his team will comment on it. We'll come up with something fair, but something very tough. What you're doing is only done to goose Republican votes in the Supreme Court election, doesn't accomplish anything, and it is much weaker than the legislation that I think we should have. Go to the lines. Tom and McFarland, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Tom?
Hi, Matt. Just to build on what you were saying, I received a, you can tell it's the start of that primary season. I received a slip from, I'd have to take a look at the fine print to see which PAC sent it to me. But it was definitely from a Republican PAC. But they said the basic gist of it was help Republicans grow the Wisconsin workforce. Vote yes on this referenda that's coming up in April. And it's like, really? But that's exactly where they're going with this. It's like they're making it sound like we actually would have any kind of a voice on this. Because I can guarantee you that if for whatever reason that referendum fails and the people of Wisconsin feel that if you are in need of assistance, you don't have to look for a job, the Republicans in the legislature are not going to change the law and says, well, the people of Wisconsin said that this is what they want, so I guess we better change that. It's not at all. Like you mentioned, these are non-binding referendum, and there's not going to have any point to it other than fundraising and getting out Republican votes. So I'm completely with you of not even giving this the time of day, because it's not serious legislation. We've already seen what Republicans in this legislature want to do in terms of legislation, and they don't want to do it. They want the courts to do it, or they want to be able to have that veto-proof majority so that they don't have to talk. But, yeah, the idea of actually them having to do their job, not in this state. Not until we get Judge Janet in there anyway. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Tom, that's excellent, excellent comments. Let me build on what Tom just said. It's very important. This is a fake. These are not binding. And if you take a look at the one on work requirements, it said should be basically roughly something like this. People who want welfare benefits should work. Well, work is good. Welfare is a loaded word. Let's take a look at what they mean by welfare. How about unemployment comp? They're saying unemployment comp is welfare. No, it's not welfare. People pay into it, companies pay into it, and it was invented in the 1930s at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, believe it or not. Our faculty there pioneered in Social Security, unemployment comp, and worker comp, one of the premier universities in the country and the world. Unemployment comp has a work requirement. You have to sign up and look for work, and it's effective. Calling that welfare is wrong. Then they say Medicaid is welfare. Medicaid is health care for people who aren't old enough to be on Medicare and don't have enough income to have health insurance. Are you going to deny a woman a mammogram or a man a prostate cancer test or somebody breaks his arm? You're going to deny them health care and say, well, let's take a look. You were laid off. When you get a job, we'll repair your arm. This is inhumane, and it's fake. It's fake because they just say welfare work. Okay. The second thing is on bail is fake. It has no binding whatsoever. They won't pass a statute. They refuse to pass a statute that makes it easier for judges to keep people without bail at all because they'll kill witnesses, okay? I want them held without bail at all if they're going to kill witnesses or kill somebody else in the community. This Judge Doro out in Waukesha, I don't think she's going to get through this the primary, but she let a guy go who is about to go off to prison, let him off for a couple of days to, quote, wind his affairs down, end quote, goes to Illinois and he murders his in-laws. So I don't want to be hearing preaching out of the Republican Party. They put this fake stuff up there that has no teeth whatsoever, and it's ambiguous and sneaky. We don't want it. Thanks for calling in, Tom of McFarland. I want to get back to an item that Wisco Paul brought up about the debt limit, but I see another caller. The show is about the callers. I am going to call right now on Gene of Eau Claire. Thanks for calling, Gene of Eau Claire. What's on your mind today? Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, good afternoon, Matt. Great show as usual. You know, the Republicans have to have their little hooks in so that people can show probably the parade again. You know, do you want this person get out on bail? You know how they are. They use all kinds of manipulation techniques on the public, and they really don't give 2 cents what the people in Wisconsin care about, because they would have the abortion issue on the ballot that impact women. And then this idiotic thing that's going on about ivermectin, you know, making a doctor where people treat with ivermectin, they should send them to a vet. Maybe people are going to have to go to the vet from now on. Jeez, you know what? The Looney Tunes are running the show. The lazy butts who get their agendas from Alec, that group, and their big money donors, they don't even write their own laws. I don't think they have the competence to do it. So they're going to put out this little thing, and people are really going to think they're going to vote on something, and they're, you know, and they're being
They're fake, yeah.
Fooled.
They're fake,
fooled.
Right. Yeah. Both of them are fake. In other words, this business about work, you already have work in the unemployment comp context, and you already have there's no welfare benefit that they're talking about. They're calling Medicare, Medicaid welfare, unemployment comp welfare, and a lot of good people take advantage of those for good purposes, and they do look for work. So it's all fake. Gene, thanks a lot for calling in, as always. I want to quick get to the debt limit. Wisco Paul brought it up. This is much more serious than people are paying attention to on it. It was exceeded today, by the way, today. What Janet Yellen is going to have to do, here's some of the things and here's some of the remedies. What she's going to have to do, incoming tax payments and revenues are going to have to be spent right away to discharge our obligations. They're nowhere near enough. Number two, they're going to stop making contributions to pension funds. That's a very serious thing. That's a very serious thing. They're going to hold off on paying some bills. And remember, the 14th Amendment says the full faith and credit of the United States shall not be called into question. And among other things, says for pensions. Well, not paying in is calling that into question. And what people are saying is, well, when this is all sorted out, we'll pay in. No, excuse me. No, we're not putting IOUs into a pension fund. And we had another caller call in, and may have been Wisco Paul also, talking about Social Security and Medicare, the same thing. Now, here is the deal. The government spends about $5 trillion a year. $4 trillion of it is covered by revenues, taxes, and so on. $1 trillion of it is not. And up until now, and under Biden, that $1 trillion is shrinking, because a lot of it was induced by the pandemic and so forth. But what are you going to do? They're saying, we're not going to let you pay the debts that were incurred by that $1 trillion. You must keep this in mind. This is not new money. This is money that is being spent that was already authorized by a bipartisan Congress and signed off by a president. We are obligated as a matter of contract and a matter of 14th Amendment to pay our debts. But the Republicans a long time ago, and we're one of the few countries of the world that require two votes to pay our debts. One to allocate the money, the other one to actually mean it and pay the bonds that we issued to get the money. In other words, the Republicans for a long time have wanted to say, we want to vote for all this stuff. We look good to the home folks. But when it comes to paying for it, we're going to say, no, we're not going to pay for it and make the Democrats look bad. This is fiscal insanity, as Biden said, but it's also criminal. It's wrong. It's very, very wrong. So Janet Yellen's going to have to cut Medicaid to keep us alive till about June. After that, she runs out of tricks. Food safety, food inspectors going to be laid off. Meat inspectors, border control. There are 200,000 people coming across every month right now. How many are going to come off if the Border Patrol isn't paid? How about air traffic controllers? Do you want to fly an airplane and have a skeleton crew, air traffic controllers, you know, working 15 hours a day? The Republican Party has become an enemy of the United States. You might as well have Putin or ISIS in there. The surest way to bust us is to destroy us internally and destroy our economy. Now, there are two solutions to this, if Biden has the guts to do them. And one of them, I'll put the more extreme one second. The obvious one is a petition for discharge. Democrats are going to put in a bill. You know, it'll pass the Senate, of course, because we control the Senate. Democrat Hakeem Jeffries or somebody put in a bill, say, all right, let's increase the debt limit by X to get us through the next budget period. And it's only going to be 213 votes, and McCarthy's going to rule that it can't even go to the floor. Well, guess what? And the Oversight Committee, the same. And the Oversight Committee and the Rules Committee are dominated by the right-wingers. However, there's a thing called a discharge petition. And Hakeem Jeffries and the Democrats are going to have to get five Republican moderates in New York and California and Pennsylvania who like their jobs and want to get reelected to sign onto a discharge petition. Then it goes for a vote. And if these people vote for it, which they should, then it goes to the Senate and Biden signs it. If they can't get these moderates to do it because they're afraid of Trump and our country's being destroyed, Joe Biden should simply reread the 14th Amendment. Remember, the 14th Amendment says on its face, and it mentions pensions too, says on its face that the full faith and credit of the United States shall not be called into question, and you pay your bills. You pay your bills. And he should simply order the Federal Reserve and the Treasury Department to pay our bills. Some people have said, well, there are people in the Treasury Department and the Federal Reserve who will be chicken because Congress isn't involved. Fire them, Joe. Fire them and put somebody in there with some guts and pay the bills. You cannot let the equivalent of an ISIS attack or a Putin attack on us come through the Republican Party. If you want a break, the lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard. Thank you.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. A Shiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast skies tonight with a chance of scattered snow showers. Lows dip down to about 26. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of flurries tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 29. Cloudy skies. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 17. A dusting of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 34.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained, this is Civic Media.
Welcome back to Matt Thunderick. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to talk about a promo we're running. I'm very proud of this promo. It's called the Million Dollar Advertising Giveaway promo. And I'll tell you what, it's only on Thursday, January 26th from 9 a.m. on. January 26th, check out our website. Check out our website, civicmedia.us/million. civicmedia.us/million. And how would you like 20 grand in free advertising that's put together by professionals at Civic Media and shown in the market where your business is or where a business is of one of your friends or somebody you're sympathetic to? Somebody you're sympathetic to. 20 grand, maybe more, at part of a $1 million giveaway. It's a lot of radio, a lot of radio. And go on the website, take a look at the rules, and then stand by and starting 9 a.m. on January 26th, jump in there. This is a terrific promo. It's a terrific giveaway, and I'm very, very excited about it. We all are down here now, so for sure, keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. Now, in addition to that, I want to follow up on something we just said about the debt limit. About the debt limit. And these are, if you want in Ducks and Bunnies, some of the impact of their defaulting on our debt by not raising the debt limit, let me give you these two things. First of all, there's about $1 trillion shortfall. Under Trump, it was a lot more. Under Biden, it's going down, substantially going down. But nevertheless, if we're spending $5 trillion a year and $4 trillion is covered by revenue, where does the other trillion come from? The Democrats proposed a way that it would not have to be borrowed. Remember that back in 1999 and 2000, Bill Clinton balanced the budget. Bill Clinton balanced the budget. The Democrats balanced the budget. Republicans have never balanced the budget. But one way to get that trillion covered is by tax reform. And by that, I mean stopping tax evasion and also adjusting the income tax for the higher income taxpayers. And I'm not talking about what you might think are higher income taxpayers. I'm talking about taxpayers who say make more than $10 million a year, okay? And if you do that, and if you have good forensic auditors and lawyers looking at all of the crooked tax shelters that are out there, the experts have theorized that we are losing close to $1 trillion a year in tax evasion. Now, you're not going to recover all of it. I understand that. But that and adjusting the very highest tax levels, and frankly, so many people at that level aren't paying taxes at all, make sure that they do. Now, Republicans don't want any of that. They want to say only pay for what comes in, so cut $1 trillion out of the budget. Oh, really? Okay, what would that be? Not defense. I don't want that cut at all. I want Ukraine supported, and I want our defense supported. That's about $850 billion a year. You can't get rid of that. The Chinese and the Russians would occupy California and New York if we got rid of that. Number two, what else could you do? I know you could cut out Medicare and Medicaid. You could cut out Social Security or cut them way down, cut them by 50%. And the Republicans are saying, well, in the short, well, go ahead. If that's what you want to do, they say. And we say, no, we don't want to do that. And they say, well, okay, well, at least cut Medicaid, because that just goes for poor folks. And you can cut down on food safety inspectors, border patrol, air traffic controllers. Told you that in the past they have not paid the Coast Guard and they have not paid the FBI. They want to defund the FBI. This is vandalism. This is vandalism against our country. But here is the impact. Let's say that they do force a default. Let's say Biden doesn't invoke the 14th Amendment and you can't get any Republicans to get together for a discharge petition. Let's say that happens. It will cost the country, once June comes, and they've played this to the max, because right now we've hit the debt limit, and there are these accounting tricks and not paying pension funds and Medicaid that you can try for a while. 3 million jobs will be lost. 3 million jobs. There's a lot of government spending, like the CHIP bill and others, that goes to investing in our infrastructure, hard infrastructure. You will lose approximately on your 401k on an average $20,000, because interest rates are going to go up, stock prices are going to fall, and new mortgages. If you take a 30-year mortgage out, it'll add $130,000 to that mortgage over 30 years. Over 30 years. Why is that? Because the interest rates will go up. But more fundamentally, our adversaries, our enemies, and I'm not talking about people, I'm talking about governments and ideologies, the Chinese communists, the commie Russians, who are now now Russian mafia, they look at us all the time. They envy us, and if we look weak, they pounce. If we don't raise the debt limit, and there's no discharge petition, and Biden doesn't invoke the 14th Amendment, and just do it by executive order, you will see the Chinese think, well, maybe we can go into Taiwan. You will see the Russians say, well, maybe we can do certain things with weapons of mass destruction against Ukraine that we don't dare to now. The United States is weak. A Russian ship was just spotted off of Hawaii, by the way, in international water. These people are animal regimes. The Russians are a sadist, genocidal regime. We are being stabbed in the back by Kevin McCarthy, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Paul Gosar, Matt Gaetz, Lauren Boebert, Scott Perry, and these various animals in the Republican leadership who are knifing the United States. Can I be more explicit than that? Is any radio host more explicit than that? I don't think so. These people are attacking our country. They are attacking the United States. Joe Biden must do this by executive order, or they must get probably five Republicans in moderate states. I'm saying California, New York, Pennsylvania, maybe there's a stray here or there they can pick up, the discharge petition to do this. This money is not new money. It's already been allocated by law, and the Republicans don't want to pay our bills. Joe Biden said they're fiscally insane, and he is correct. Coming to the end of the show, great show. Great callers, as always. Matt Flynn, direct, will be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today. And I won't back down. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground. And I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC.